You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're on to week 11 of the Premier League. The action comes from Belfast and we've got Rod Harrington on the line for us to look ahead to the action. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Good man. We'll start with a quick look back at last week, because quite a pivotal week in the Premier League, week 10. Phil Taylor now 3 points clear at the top of the table. He won both of his games in Sheffield and he's going great guns at the moment, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I mean, he lost the very first game of the Premier League in Leeds and hasn't looked back since, and keeps, you know, if he's not over the 100 average, he's just on the 100 average. And, you know, Gary Anderson, that first game last week, you know, he had I think it was two darts to go 4-2 up with a breaker throw, and he missed it. He got to three and then won another leg, and Taylor then went on to beat James Wade. And, of course, that puts him 3 points clear. I know he's one game ahead of Van Gerwen, but that 3 points in the bank is worth a lot. And he can now start to put it in the face of Van Gerwen a little bit. So it was a great week for Taylor.
Yeah, it's the old adage that people use in football, isn't it? It's better to have points on the board than games in hand. So Taylor will be happy with that, won't he?
Oh, certainly will. Yes, he'd rather have them points on the board than the game in hand, especially in this company, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the rest of the chasing pack, headed by Michael Van Gerwen, who sits second in the table. Adrian Lewis bang there as well on 13 points with Gary Anderson and James Wade. 11 for Peter Wright, quite an important week for him to stay in the hunt. And then beyond that, Barney really struggling and those below. So this could be quite an important week in regards to the top four, couldn't it?
Yes, it will. I mean, Barney and Thornton have both got double headers this week, so it is important. I think those two are out of it, to be quite honest. I think they're a little bit too far adrift to be able to do anything, but they can become spoilers, especially this week. Peter Wright's draw against Adrian Lewis is probably the worst game of the night for those two, and it was unexpected because I thought they were both going to play really well. Lewis, you just don't know what Adrian Lewis is going to turn up. Sometimes he turns up looking tired and a bit dejected and doesn't perform like he did last week, but he still managed to get a draw, and it was an important draw, because if it had lost to Peter Wright, then that would have put them on level points and, you know, part of the chasing pack.
So if I were to put you on the spot a little bit, Rod, and say of the chasing pack there, that the ones that are kind of tied on 13 points and Peter Wright on 11 points, out of those, who do you think will make the final four?
I think Gary Anderson will. I think, you know, he will step up. So I think he will take the three spot. And I've got to go with Lewis. I mean, he is sitting obviously pretty at the moment. James Wade has played that game in hand, which is going to really be a factor. But, you know, this week, again, well, every week is going to be so important. But I think Lewis may get that fourth spot. But he's going to have to up his game, because, you know, every game is crucial and you're not going to win too many games with a 90 average.
No, you're not exactly. Right, let's get stuck into week 11 then. The action comes from the SSE Arena in Belfast, and we start with Robert Thornton against Peter Wright. Robert Thornton 11-4. The draw is 4-1. Peter Wright is 8-13. Peter Wright let another point slip really last week with his performance against Adrian Lewis. Probably should have won that game. Robert Thornton, in all fairness, his season is done. So should Peter Wright get back to winning ways here?
Do you know what? I've got a sneaky feeling that this may be a draw. Even Robert Thornton may nick it. I mean, there's some good signs that Robert Thornton has got his form back. I mean, last week he had 104 average, 71% on doubles. And when you realise that Van Gerwen had 117 average, the third biggest TV average in history, and he only just beat Robert Thornton. So Peter Wright's got to play a lot better than he did last week, because Thornton, I call him the Rockweiler, Scottish Rockweiler. When he gets a hold of your boy, he knows how to finish a game as well. I mean, it was a disappointing performance from Wright last week. I was expecting a better performance from him and Lewis. And Peter Wright did have, I think, five darts to win that game and couldn't get over the line. And that was so crucial. But if Peter Wright turns up like he did last week, I think we could see a Robert Thornton win here. But I think it may be a draw. I just got a sneaky feeling that Robert Thornton's going to be back on form as he was last week. As I walked out of the arena last week, Robert Thornton was there having a bit of fresh air with his wife. And he said, I love that game, he says, and I push Van Gerwen and I'm going to push everybody else from now on. So he hasn't only got his form back, he's got his confidence back. And with players like that, that's probably more important than a little bit of form. So, you know, I'm going to sit on the fence here and I'm going to predict a draw.
Okay, draw priced up at 4-1. You could have, I suppose, Rod, given what you just said there, Robert Thornton in the draw no bet market is 9-4. If it's a draw, you get your money back. But if there is that little chance that Robert Thornton might sneak it, you get 9-4 about him doing so.
Yeah, I think that's a great bet. Or even Robert Thornton plus 2.5 on the handicap. Certainly, you know, William Hill have got it 10.5 legs and over, 8-13. I think that is absolute bang on. Because I think it's going to be a very close game. But, yeah, that 9-4 without the draw seems pretty good.
All right. And anybody who wants something with a bit more juice in it, maybe I could tempt you with Robert Thornton to win the match at 5-1 and both players to get four or more legs. It sounds like you think it's going to be pretty tight and Robert Thornton may just sneak it. So 5-1, is it tempting enough for you there, Rod, to tempt you in?
I think that's a hell of a bet. I mean, you know, we've had a week of outsiders with the golf and a few other things. And Robert Thornton, as I said, he is playing extremely well. His confidence is back. And, 5-1. If you're a Robert Thornton backer, that's the one.
Okay, could be a tight opener to the night. Then the second match sees Raymond van Barneveld take on Phil Taylor. It's Barney's first match of the night. He's got two on week 11. Barney's 7-2 to beat Taylor. The draw is 4-1. Phil Taylor is 1-2. The old enemies meeting again, Rod, if you like, and they need points for different reasons, don't they? Taylor to stay with that cushion at the top, and Barney needs to get some points to stay in the hunt at all to get in the top four.
Well, you know, we say so many times, like other players, you never know what Barney's going to turn up. However, if he's going to turn it on, it's always against Van Gerwen or Phil Taylor. Barney, he should be experienced enough to not worry about the second game, just get on with this first one and just try and get points on the board from here. He's got nothing to lose, really, because I don't think he can qualify for that. I mean, mathematically, he can qualify, but I don't think he will. So he can just lay back and, you know, get that lazy arm going and throw some nice treble 20s. Phil Taylor's got to be looking out here because he knows what Barney can do. He knows the game against Van Gerwen was a cracker. But I think that Phil Taylor is just going to be too strong tomorrow evening. Leg on leg, I think that Phil Taylor will wear Barney down, and that could have a big effect on the second game as well, but I've got to go for a clear Taylor win here. And, you know, big punters, 1-2 on, I think that's a good bet.
Good bet for Taylor then at 1-2. What about the handicap, Rod? You see him staying three legs ahead of Barney, Phil Taylor here, because he's -2.5 on the handicap at even money.
You know what? It's such a tough call, to be quite honest, because, you know, Barney, if he turns up like he did against Van Gerwen, then, you know, sparks could fly, fireworks could go off. But you just don't know. There's so many variables in Barney's game, and has been for a long time, that, you know, that one, for me personally, is a hard one to touch, to be quite honest. But Barney, you know, last week he didn't hit his checkout. 5 weeks before that he did. So Barney on the highest checkout, on his individual checkout, I think it's a good bet as well. And the same with Taylor.
On to the third match of the evening, James Wade against Adrian Lewis. James Wade is 13-8. The draw is 100-30. Adrian Lewis is 11-10. Crucial game with regards to the top four here, Rod. Who comes out on top on Thursday evening?
Well, it is a real crucial game for both of these players. You've got James Wade that's played the extra game. So if he beats Lewis, he goes level with Lewis, still with one game ahead. AD, the way he played last week, if he plays like that in Belfast, he will not beat James Wade. The one thing about James Wade is he is really solid. You know, you won't see 105, 110 averages out of James Wade. But if you're a little bit off your mark, James Wade beats you. We know AD's got the game. He's a great player. Love watching him when he's on fire. But I mention so often that he looks tired. You know, he needs a break from darts. Last weekend they didn't play. He probably did exhibitions but didn't do him and the other players any good. You know, they should take a break when they get the chance. I mean, it's going to be a long game, so I'm going over 11.5 on the legs. But I think it's going to be a draw again. I really think this is going to be a draw. And I look at all the stats, I think, yeah, that's the way it looks to me. But if Lewis turns up with that top game, then he'll win. If he doesn't, he could lose. But the middle ground is the draw for me.
Over 11.5 legs, by the way, is 11-10 in the betting there. It's interesting dynamic with the Premier League, isn't it? Because you can draw, and I suppose both players, if they came away with a draw, would say, that's not too bad, let's move on to next week. So in that respect, then sometimes they start playing for the draw rather than playing to win the game.
Well, I think James Wade has got to play to win here. I don't think a draw is going to do him any favours, especially with the game in hand, especially over Lewis. So, you know, he's going to have to really force it and go for the win, where Adrian Lewis, he certainly would take a draw.
Okay, on to the fourth game of the evening next, a real cracker to look forward to, as well as Michael van Gerwen takes on Gary Anderson. It's obviously the world number one in Michael van Gerwen against the reigning Premier League and William Hill World Darts champion Gary Anderson. 4-6 for Michael van Gerwen, 7-2 for the draw, 11-4 for Gary Anderson. I'm not too sure which way this will go, Rod, but we're in for a cracker either way, aren't we?
Well, this is the game of the evening for me, and I'm working for Sky Sports, and I hope I don't get this one because I like to watch it more than commentate on a great game. I mean, Gary Anderson last week, let's take him first. You know, 3-2 up, he had darted a double to go 4-2 up against Taylor on a break of throw. If he'd have done that, there's a good chance he would have gone on and beaten Phil Taylor. But he missed that. Phil Taylor takes that leg to make it 3-all, then throws a 12-dart leg to break Gary Anderson's throw and wins from there. And Gary Anderson kind of lost his game, lost his concentration. Whereas Michael van Gerwen, over 117 average last week, played absolutely superb, beating Robert Thornton. If you took those stats, Michael van Gerwen wins this all the way, but Gary Anderson is such a great player. I mean, I am going to go for a van Gerwen win here, but I think it's going to be a close game. But certainly, I think the match 180s is a must in this game.
Yeah, go with the 180s here then. I said it last week, Rod, and I'm going to ask you again. Where do you think Michael van Gerwen is at the moment? Because one week he looks brilliant and another week he doesn't. I mean, last week he got the third highest Premier League average and beat Robert Thornton. Whereas in the other weekend he got beat 6-0, I think it was, by Ian White, and he's drawn the three games before that. So where's Michael van Gerwen's head at the moment?
Well, with regard to the 6-0 whopping, which don't happen to Michael van Gerwen very often, I mean, he played the Premier League and played brilliant. And then on the Friday, won a tour event. The Saturday, he lost in the final. And the Sunday, he lost in the final. So the 6-0 was a probably tiredness more than anything because he'd played three really long days. See, Michael van Gerwen isn't like any other player. I know he's a lot younger than most of them. He does not duck out of tournaments. Tournaments is where he earns all his money. Tournaments is where he keeps his edge. And this is where a lot of other players are going wrong. Quite a few of them ducked out last week of a few of those tournaments. Michael van Gerwen didn't. So Michael van Gerwen, for me, is in tip-top form. I mean, the weeks before, yeah, just one of those games. But last week, I predicted that he was going to turn up and did. And I think he's going to turn up tomorrow as well.
All right, so Michael van Gerwen to win then. You expect this to go long then, Rod, by the way? It's over 11.5 legs is 5-4, if you think so.
I think it will, but that is a dodgy one because if van Gerwen gets out early and really starts going, he could beat Gary Anderson 7-4. Mind you, Gary Anderson's got the game to do that the other way as well. I really appreciate that. But that's a tough one. If you're really looking for markets, I would go over on the 180s. Certainly over on Michael van Gerwen's individual checkout because he seems to do it every week. But that other one's a little bit of a tight one for me.
Okay. You mentioned 7-4 as a potential scoreline there as well, Rod. We could always play the market that we've played a few times. Michael van Gerwen to win, both players to score 4 or more legs, 21-10.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great bet. I really do. I mean, 7-4 seems to be the most common scoreline, I think, throughout the Premier League.
Okay, so Michael van Gerwen to win that one. And the final match of the evening sees two players back in action that played earlier in the night. Remo van Barneveld takes on Robert Thornton. Barney's even money. The draw 7-2. Robert Thornton 7-4. It's going to be tricky, Rod, because we don't know what the results are early in the night. That's obviously going to have a big bearing on the confidence of the players. But as it stands at the moment, who would you side with in the night's finale?
Well, I think 7-4 is a great bet for Robert Thornton. I mean, Barney keeps saying on TV and everybody how tired he is. He's got diabetes. He doesn't have to control that at times. You know, he's going to give it all against Phil Taylor. If he gets a bit of a whopping against Phil Taylor, Barney could come into this game with his head down. Where Robert Thornton, it doesn't matter what's gone on before, he'll step up. And like I said, he's got his form back. He's got his confidence back. And I think that we're going to see Robert Thornton take this game.
Okay, 7-4 for Robert Thornton to win the game. Then you could also play Robert Thornton plus 1.5 at 4-5 if you want a bit more insurance in that market. What kind of scoreline would you expect in the finale, Rod?
Well, I can see Robert Thornton winning this about 7-4, 7-5. You know, I don't think he's going to be as close as what people think. And, you know, I may be wrong because Barney may turn up and absolutely play brilliant against Taylor and follow it on here. But, you know, when you look at the overall game of Barney over the whole of the Premier League, it suggests that the tiredness will get to him in this game. And so Thornton to win 7-4, 7-5 looks a good bet. And at 7-4 just to win, you know, in a two-horse race, when you look at the stats of both players over the last 2 weeks, he's pretty good.
Yeah, looks a good price, 7-4. Prices on the correct scores, by the way, anybody wants to play those. Robert Thornton, 7-4 is 12-1. And Robert Thornton to win 7-5 is 13-2. And in that case, you could also play Robert Thornton to win and both players to score four or more legs at 15-4. So plenty of value on the side of Robert Thornton in the finale. Just a bit of a summary, Rod. What would be your best bets for this Thursday evening?
Well, this week I'm going to go for Taylor at 1-2 and Van Gerwen at 4-6, them winning in a double. Individual checkouts for Wade, Taylor and Van Gerwen. Wade has only missed 1 week in the last eight of his individual checkouts, and Taylor and Van Gerwen have been doing the same. And do you know what? I mean, we talk about winning and losing. We haven't had many draws this week, but when you look at the matchups, this week could be a week where you get a lot of draws. The chances of all five draws coming up are, you know, probably millions to one, whatever it is. But if you did all five draws with trebles, fours and a fivefold, you know, even at small denominations, it could pay a lot of dividend. And like I said, you look at the matchups and that could happen. And let's not forget the old nine darter. I cannot believe it's not been hit. So we've got to keep doing it because it will be hit before the end of the season.
Back on the nine dart bandwagon then for week 11. Been a pleasure, Rod. Good luck and enjoy the action in Belfast.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.